Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived in a small town hidden away within the trees. She was known as Little Red Riding Hood. She had earned this name because of the red hooded cloak she wore everywhere. It kept her dry in the rain, warm in the cold, and it had pockets that rivaled any man's pants. Little Red Riding Hood was returning home from her grandmother's house. She loved walking through the forest despite being warned of the dangers countless times by her mother. "You could trip and fall," she said. "Those awful plants could give you a rash," she said. "And worst of all, you could get eaten by that big, bad wolf." Little Red chalked it up to regular maternal worrying and strolled through the forest anyways, her hips swaying from side to side as she merrily hummed her favorite tunes. Now, Little Red had walked this path many times, but as she got lost in the chorus of "Holla Back Girl," an absolute banger, she realized that she had taken a wrong turn somewhere and was now lost in the middle of the woods. She nervously bit her lip, wondering how she'd get home. But her worry soon dissipated as she remembered, "Oh, I have a map in my cloak." She searched through the pockets and pulled out an old roll of paper. And after scanning it carefully, she frowned. "I don't know how to read this. Where the fuck did this come from anyways?" She tucked it back into her pocket and sighed, perching herself on the nearest tree stump and resting her back against the large boulder behind it. "Whack," she grumbled. "It's taco night, and I'll miss it." In the midst of her grumbling, she had not noticed who was sitting on the boulder behind her. He cleared his throat and spoke with a smooth tone. "Good evening, Little Red." Red was startled, but sweetly replied, "Oh, good evening, Mr. Wolf. How long have you been sitting there?" He hopped down beside her and smiled. "Long enough to know how many times you've been around that track. And long enough to know that it's not just going to happen like that." Red giggled. "Oh, you heard that, hmm?" "Why, yes, I did," he replied. "I also heard that you're lost." He began to pace around her slowly. The look in his eyes was intense, but hard to place. "Oh," she began, almost hypnotized by his gaze. "Yes, I am. Could you help me?" He grinned, circling her just one more time before stopping behind her. He leaned in dangerously close, his breath hot on her neck. She tried her best not to shiver at the sensation, and suddenly, the situation became very clear. "Why, of course," he whispered. "Perhaps we can help each other. See, I'm awfully hungry." He grabbed her hips firmly. He didn't want her to escape. "My, what strong hands you have," she stuttered. "All the better to touch you with, my dear." He lifted the hem of her skirt. Little Red attempted to pull it back down, but she was no match for the wolf's lust. At the sight of her newly exposed, lacy, red panties, he gently bit into her shoulder to keep him from howling then and there. "What sharp teeth you have," she gasped, squirming in his grasp. "All the better to bite you with, my dear." He moved his lips up to her neck and bit down again, eliciting a soft moan from the girl. That moan was the last straw. The wolf turned her around and pushed her to her knees, wasting no time removing the fabric barriers between the two. Her eyes widened at the sight before her, and all she could utter was, "My, what a big cock you have." And I'm sure you could imagine what exactly he said next. Red returned to her house well after dark that night and immediately scampered off to her room. Her mother was shocked, skipping out on taco night. What possibly could have sated little Red to the point of skipping dinner? Oh well, she thought. Perhaps she had already eaten at her grandmother's. Though little Red had come home safely that night, her mother's warnings about being eaten by the big bad wolf, well, let's just say they weren't exactly incorrect.